The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوْ هُوْ بِلِيْهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this chapter of At-Taghabun, has messages for us that we need to look at. The chapter has very interesting things. One of the things that I should say is that this is one of the chapters that starts with tasbih. There are a number of chapters that start with tasbih. The largest, the longest one is Surah Al-Isra. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى. That is the longest chapter that starts with tasbih. All the other chapters are shorter, and this is, they're generally of the shorter chapters of the Quran. The only very long one is Surah Al-Isra. There's something about these chapters, the beginning of which is tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Surah Al-Hashr, Surah Jumu'ah, this Surah, Surah Al-Hadid, I believe, Surah Al-A'la, سَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. There's a number of these chapters that start with tasbih. Some of the urafa, based on, I guess, what they have read, I don't recall a particular hadith being cited on this, but it's hard for me to imagine the particular urafa I'm thinking of, like Sayyid Ali Qadi Tabatabai, who was a mutasharri' arif. He was not one of those that would, God forbid, make up stuff. He just went by what the book says, what the Quran says, what, according to the Quran and according to the Prophet, what the Ahlul Bayt have said. He would go by that. He didn't invent another way, or there is no other way, but some people invent something they call another path, or they add things to it. They weren't that type. So they would, it is said that Sayyid Ali Qadi Tabatabai, every night before going to bed, used to read all of the chapters that start with tasbih. Now that takes a pretty long time. Of course, for someone like him that has repeatedly read them and knows them by heart and repeats them from heart, because he's going through the chapters, the words, the sentences that he's very familiar with, probably reading them a lot faster than we generally would, in a way that would probably not take half as much as what we would usually spend time to read these chapters. But still, it's a pretty good amount of Quran being recited every night before it. But these specifically, there's something about them apparently that has effects that he would do that. Again, probably, most probably based on some hadith that he knew of and I am not aware of. So besides the beginning of the chapter, which is tasbih, and we've discussed tasbih a number of times, we need to constantly think of that. The Quran commands us. We read Surah An-Nasr. It says, when you see God's victory coming, fasabbih, we need to do tasbih. So it's important that we learn the meaning of tasbih, the depth of the meaning. And basically what it means is to deny everything and the existence of anything except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the only thing that is God and whatever He wants. Nothing is except for what His will is. Again, it's Him and what He wants that is. And therefore it's wajhullah. That's tasbih. We need to constantly remind ourselves, and perhaps that's one of the reasons why it was repeated every night before bed, to get that into one's psyche, into one's heart, by repeating. That's how we get things into our heart, by repeating and acknowledging that reality, reminding ourselves of that reality, of that fact, it starts penetrating our minds and hearts more. But I want to move on to verse number 11 of the chapter. Obviously, we're being selective. The entire chapter is a pretty long chapter, although it only has 18 verses, but these are not like some of the chapters at the end of the Quran where the verses are only a few words, and it's longer verses, and therefore it's two pages in the prints that are generally available to us. Anyhow, so we're going to be selective in the verses. Yes, verse 9, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. Whoever believes in Allah and does righteous deeds, good deeds that God has said are good, يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ, Allah will cover their bad things, their badness, the bad qualities, the bad behavior, the bad thoughts, the bad beliefs. He will cover that. How is this relevant to that idea? This tells us that a mu'min, while they are mu'min, they have sayyi'at, there are bad things in us. God removes them with iman and al-amal as-salih, righteous deeds. And when we do this, so we have iman, we do righteous deeds, Allah will remove sayyi'at. Now all sayyi'at? No, it's proportionate to the iman and amal salih. And so this tells us that it's a lifelong journey. We need to constantly and continuously be on that path. If we stall, if we pause, if we discontinue, then this will discontinue. But if we continue, if we have iman and amal salih, if I have one level of iman and amal salih, the sayyi'at proportionate to that will be removed, will be covered. And that will lead to a higher level of iman. On that higher level of iman, do amal salih, what happens? One will grow. And so back to what was mentioned in the context of masa'ib, مَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ, that hidayah that comes to the person in the context of these calamities is proportionate to their iman. Are we stagnant? Well, it depends. If we go by what one of the previous verses, verse 9 says, we have iman, we have amal salih, we keep doing the righteous deeds that God guides us towards, our iman starts to elevate. And so the next calamity that comes, if we do this, if we continue with iman, with faith, believing in Allah, and righteous deeds, al-a'mal as-saliha, righteous deeds, if we continue that, this calamity, maybe I didn't receive the higher level of guidance, I received lower level guidance, because my iman is lower. If I continue iman and amal salih, that will increase my faith, will elevate my iman, and therefore the guidance I will receive next time will be higher, and next time will be higher, and next time will be higher. This will continue as long as that recipe is there, that formula, iman, amal salih. Whenever you identify amal salih, a righteous deed, do it. We have iman, inshallah. Do righteous deeds, the iman will increase. We preserve that iman, we add it to that iman through amal salih. Then again, another amal salih. It's a lifelong journey. We keep ascending through that formula. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us and helps us reach higher levels, levels of the companions of the Imam of our time that have been described in ways that are difficult to fathom. We need to know that in the time that we're in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is selecting people. And elevating them and creating that army of the Imam of our time, processes that he's mentioned in the Holy Quran, these masa'ib, different musibat that are coming our way, which are tests, everything that happens to us, if we go by that formula that has been given to us, inshallah, we can gradually hope to become one of those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the Ahlul Bayt, has mentioned, the people, the companions of the Imam of our time will be. We ask Allah to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us be of His true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping His cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and most of our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins. We ask Him to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have left this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us, all believers worldwide, our hajat, our needs, our requests. Ya Allah, relieve us of this pandemic. Ya Allah, relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa alihi rahimallah man qara al-fatihata ma'a salawat.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.